All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we'll have the class number 15 of the Believe in Allah's Knowledge, and it is class number 8 in Fulfillment of the Trust between the Husband and the Wife. The title of the class is My Beloved Wife Together and Forever, Inshallah. Actually, today we will continue to know about the practical bridges of love, which can shorten the distances between the spirits of the spouses and also transfer the message of affection and mercy and peace in a very short time. Last week we learned about some of the bridges of the love. The first one was no for the for rosy dreams, yes for reality, yes for mutual trust, no for overpowering and oppression, yes for right speech, and always to forget about the people's criticism so long you are obeying Allah. Inshallah, today we will learn more about the bridges of love, and the first bridge of love which you will know about is no for blaming, no for pointing fingers, yes for forgiveness. Allah the Almighty said in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 133 and 134, بالله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. And march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord and for paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for al-muttaqin, the pious, those who spend in Allah's cause in prosperity and adversity, who repress anger and who pardon men. Verily Allah loves al-muhsinin, the good doers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that forgiveness is a gate to the paradise and also a gate to Allah's love. And as our marriage is the most important bond of love and affection, so it is our spouses whom basically we need to have forgiveness for them. Forgiveness is a great manner based on love and mercy and also on the understanding of the weaknesses of the human beings and the need to overlook their shortfalls. Allah the Almighty said in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 199 and 200, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه سميع عليم. Show forgiveness, enjoin what is good and turn away from the foolish. That is to say, don't punish them. And if an evil whisper comes to you from shaitan, then seek refuge with Allah. Verily Allah is all hearer, all knower. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show the forgiveness and to forget about the blaming, punishment and argument. Actually, when a person is too angry, Satan might find a chance to control him. In such a situation, he is commanded to seek refuge with Allah, the Almighty, so that Allah will cool him down and stop Satan's design. We need to learn also this hadith qudsi about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the authority of Anas, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah say that Allah the Almighty said, O son of Adam, so long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done, and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I will bring you forgiveness nearly as great as its. This is Allah's forgiveness. This is Allah teaching us to forgive and to overlook the small mistakes and the shortfalls. Indeed, these were the qualities of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who never showed anger about personal matters. Forgiveness means to forget about blaming, that is to say, no pointing finger. Let us learn this story. A man asked his father-in-law, many people praised you for a successful marriage. Could you please share with me your secret? The father-in-law answered in a smile, never criticize your wife for her shortcoming or when she does a simple mistake. For example, if the food is not tasty or the house is not so clean. Always keep in mind that because of her shortcoming and because of her weaknesses, Allah will reward you for your kind treatment and forgiveness. There is a rule that if we forgive the other people will ignore about our mistakes too. We all looked for being loved and respected. Many people are afraid of losing face. Generally, when a person makes a mistake, he or she would like to find a scapegoat to point the finger at, so that he or she can escape being blamed for the mistake. We should always remember that when we point a finger at our spouse for his or her mistake, the other four fingers are pointing at ourselves. And let us always follow the rules of our Quran and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and always to have forgiveness as a bridge of love between our hearts and our righteous spouses. And actually, this is the advice to every husband and to every wife. If you are living your marriage as an act of worship to Allah, and if you are trying your best to obey the commands of Allah regarding your spouse, it will be the forgiveness that it will be the nature of your spirit regarding the beloved spouse. If our hearts is full of affection and mercy towards our spouse, it will be naturally that we will always try to forgive them and to forget them for their mistakes, because we always want to keep the bridge of love between our hearts. So actually, let us all forget about blaming. Let us all remember that we are not angels. We are just human beings. We have good and we have bad inside our spirits. The shaitan is always trying to deviate us from the right path through making the mistakes. Every righteous person is trying to overcome the shaitan, but still we are not perfect human beings. There must be some shortfalls and some mistakes. So it is a wise, righteous spouse who will understand this reality and will always forgive his or her spouse for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the sake of keeping the bridge of love between the two hearts. Let us know about this funny story about forgiveness. Actually, a man and a wife were married for 50 years, during which they shared everything and talked about everything. They kept no secrets from each other, except that the old wife had a box in the top of her closet that she requested her husband to forget completely about it. He fulfilled his promise regarding that books until one day she got very sick and the doctor said that she would never recover. So the wife asked her husband to bring the books as she felt that it is the time to let her husband know about it. When he opened it, he found two crochet dolls and an envelope where $25,000 were there. He asked her about the contents. So she answered, "When we were to be married, my grandmother told me the secret of a happy marriage, which is never to argue and never to become angry, always to try to forgive and get your anger out through keeping quiet and crochet a doll." The man, with tears in his eyes, said, "Only two precious dolls. This means that you were angry with me two times only in all these 50 years. Honey, that explained the dolls. But what about all the money in the envelope? Where did it come from? Oh, my dearest husband, those $25,000 were the money I got from selling the other crochet dolls. It was $10 for every doll. So if we try to count it, it will be around 250 times that the wife was trying to get her anger out and to forgive her husband through selling these crochet dolls. So for the sake of Allah and not for the sake of the crochet doll or dolls or for the sake of the money, let us always follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we always forgive our spouses for their small mistakes which they do it without intention, and also let us have the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness. The second bridge of love, which is very important for the stability of the marriage and also for the hearts to be very close together, is patience. Patience, the great bridge of love. Allah the Almighty has mentioned patience in the Quran in around 90 places, a proof of the importance of patience for the life of the Muslims. Regarding some of the blessings of the patience in the Quran, number one, we need to know that the reward of patience is without measure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, verse number 10, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. Only those who are patient shall receive their reward without measure. This means that for every deed the reward is known, which is up to 10 times and up to 700 times. But for patience, the reward is without measure, that is to say, it is like the heavy rain. Number two, patience is the way to earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 146, and Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ, and Allah loves the patient, الصابرين. So every Muslim is supposed to have the goal of his life to be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah is clarifying in this verse of the Quran, is for those whom they are patient. Number three, patience is the way to earn the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8, verse number 146, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, biru, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, and be patient, surely Allah is with those who are as-sabirin, the patient. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that patience is a means of seeking Allah's help, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 45, seek Allah's help with patience and prayer. So It is clear that patience is the means to seek Allah's help and to have Allah's companionship and to have Allah's love. Also, the angels will salute the people of patience in paradise. Now we will read from Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah number 13, verse number 20. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we will read from verse number 20. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 22 and 23. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. And those who remain patient seeking the Lord's countenance, perform a salah, and spend out of that which we have bestowed on them secretly and openly, and defend evil with good, for such there is a good end, the paradise of Aden, the everlasting gardens which they shall enter, and also those who acted righteously from among their fathers and their wives and their offspring, and the angels shall enter into them from every gate, saying, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you, for your preserved in patience, excellent indeed is the final home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made patience the mean for attaining His love, His companionship, His help, and His support, and His good reward. And actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is clarifying that in verse number 22, those who remain patient, okay, they will enter the everlasting gardens, and there they will have their wives and their fathers and their offsprings, and the angels will enter from enter into them from every gate, saying, peace be upon you, and excellent indeed is the final home. Actually, sister, this is the message which every spouse has to know. If you are patient with your wife, and if you are patient with your husband, okay, always look for the everlasting gardens which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it for you as a reward for your patience. And actually, Allah is clarifying that excellent indeed is the final home. So long as we are true believers that this worldly life is a test, and it is a transient one, and it is full of hardships, and we believe that excellent indeed is the final home, so that final home has to be the goal of every one of us. The everlasting gardens has to be the goal of every true believer. And to have this everlasting garden, there is a very simple way to have it, which is to be patient with your spouse. So actually, sisters, this is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to have the everlasting gardens, you have a very short way to that gardens, which is to be patient with your spouse, to fear Allah regarding your spouse, to try to forget and forgive, to try to keep the bridges of love, to try to all the time, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to use the right speech, to keep the mutual trust, okay? If you always try to keep this bridge of love between you and your spouse, keeping in mind that I will be always patient, I will try to forgive the small mistakes, I will try to overlook the shortfalls for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the sake of my family, and for the sake of my relation with my spouse, and for the sake of my kids, I will be having the patience which is the patience without complaint, patience only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am having this patience because I am a true believer that the everlasting paradise is indeed the final home and the excellent final home. And I am believing that through my husband or through my wife, through my good treatment to them, through my patience with them, through my forgiveness and through my good speech, inshallah, they will be my way to the paradise. So again and again, actually, sisters, I need to clarify to you this point again. The marriage bond is the most important bond in the life for the every spouse. In marriage, we are one spirit. In marriage, there is no dignity between me and my husband. For example, I was working as a pediatrician, and actually there was some negligence for my home when I was busy with my work. And now when I am all the time taking care of my family and forget about my work, and I concentrate on my being a shepherd in my home, all praise to Allah. I am very proud of being the shepherd of my house. I am very proud to be the servant of my house. I am very proud to be the husband, to be the wife, and to be the mother, and to be the one taking care of my home. This is the goal which I am created for. This is the goal which I am, so long as I am sincere, and so long as I am trying my best to fulfill that goal, inshallah, I am always looking for the everlasting gardens, which is excellent for me as the final home. My husband and my home and my responsibility towards my husband is my way to the happiness in the worldly life through having the mercy and affection through the marriage bond. And it is also, inshallah, the way to the everlasting paradise. So let every husband and let every wife realize this reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making every spouse the way to the everlasting garden for the other spouse through being patient, through being kind, through having the affection and mercy, through keeping the mutual trust. We can help each other, we can support each other, we can be the happiness for each other when every one of us will have the everlasting gardens as the goal of his marriage. Because when we have that goal in our mind, we will try our best to obey the commands of Allah and fulfill the trust of our spouses. And this will lead to the having the marriage bond as the best bond, and the bond which is full of peace, tranquility, forgiveness, and support. So now, alhamdulillah, we actually wives already send 4 messages to our beloved husbands, whom today they are the ones replying that they appreciate all their wife's love and affection, and they send them one message together and forever, inshallah. That message of the husband also have some requests from their wives, which she can make life more stable and easy to live. Let us learn about these requests so that inshallah we can all succeed to live the and tranquility and compassion in our marriage life. So now we will know about the qualities which the husbands are looking for regarding their righteous wives. Number 1, to fill his heart with joy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The world is nothing but temporary enjoyment, and the greatest joy in this world is the righteous woman." So the righteous woman must try her best to become the queen of the heart of her husband by using her intelligence to find the ways to fill her husband's heart with happiness and joy. She has to be sure that Allah will reward her for these deeds. Allah will reward her a lot, as these deeds are acts of worship. Number two, the husband is looking for his wife to help him to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah have mercy on the man who gets up at night to pray and wakes up his wife to pray. And if she refuses, he sprinkles water in her face. And also, may Allah have mercy on the wife, on the woman who gets up at night to pray and wakes her husband to pray. And if he refuses, she sprinkles water in his face. Also, the righteous wife encourages her husband to spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of wasting the money on the unnecessary worldly enjoyment. Actually, sister, this is very important fact which every wife has to know. It is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to try to support her husband to spend for the sake of Allah. For example, to support some orphans, or to build a masjid, or to take care of the poor people and to help them. This is more important because this will be a reward for both of them, and also inshallah it will be a way for the everlasting gardens, that is to say for the paradise. Also, the righteous wife supports her husband at calamities. That is to say, she stands beside him at the time of hardship. The Muslim wife supports her husband with her money if he is in need of it, as she believes that they are one spirit. She must do so with all the feelings of love, and also to clarify to her husband that it is her duty and her pleasure to support him, because he is a part of her spirit. Also, the righteous wife always makes her house clean, beautiful, and peaceful. The house is a place of peace and tranquility where we always need to rest, to relax, and to live happily together. The righteous wife always try to offer advice to her husband when he asked her for it, because they must share the points of view and they must agree for the decisions which is related to their life. So she must offer advice to her husband when she is asked for. The righteous wife is not asking her husband for unnecessary things. For example, not to compare herself all the time with other friends. There are some wives whom they are living their life to compare themselves with their friends, with their neighbors, with their sisters. If her sister will have a new car, she will cry and cry asking her husband to buy a new car. If her friend will have, for example, a new ring, she will cry and cry for a new ring all the time, trying to compare herself with her very rich friend. And if her husband will not be able to bring these unnecessary things, she will give him hard time. This is not accepted for the righteous wife. Always the husband is looking for the wife whom she realizes his financial situation, and whom she is an understanding wife, whom she knows her real priorities. The righteous wife pleases her husband if he is angry. First, she has to try to avoid what will cause his anger. But if it happens that he is angry, she must try to apologize for him or to keep silent until he calms down, and then they can discuss the matter peacefully together. If his anger is because of any external reason, she must keep silent until his anger goes, or she has to help him to solve the problem if he asks her for that. The righteous wife don't ask many questions and insist on knowing what happens. For example, if her husband will have a phone call, she must not keep on asking him whom he was calling, what was the reason why to call at that time, I must know anything, it is my right, this and that, sisters, this is the way of the headache, this is the way it is always that the hearts of the husband and the wife will have very wide distance from each other. Let us all the time try to accommodate and tolerate with the nature of our spouse so that, inshallah, we can live a peaceful life. At the end, I have to remind myself and every one of us that marriage is a test. So we must expect sometimes to have hardship, long time ones, for example, a drunk husband or a foolish wife. These long-term problems, they need a lot of patience because they may persist the whole life. But keeping in mind that marriage is an act of worship, which it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to reward for it, this will help us always to tolerate this long-term problem. Actually, at the end of marriage classes, I want to remind myself and all the Muslim spouses that Islam teaches us the best rules to have the marriage as a great gift of love and mercy in our life. Then it is our duty either to follow these Islamic rules and live marriage as an act of worship, a way to win the worldly life and the paradise, or to forget about the Islamic manners of marriage and to follow the confusion which most of the people are following, resulting in the corruption around us, which we are all suffering. Again and again, let us follow the rules of the Creator, the most merciful, the planner, the sustainer, the provider of all the good, Allah the Almighty, our only God, so that inshallah our marriage will be the source of all the happiness in our life. Inshallah, from next week we will learn the trust of the kids, and we will learn inshallah the series of the classes, which will be a detailed Islamic way of raising the kids. It will start inshallah next week, and now let us make the dua.